This is a hard time. We're seeing fewer people. Stress about our health or our finances just builds. And sometimes we find ourselves wondering if we have any choices anymore. We are not alone, and this conversation proves it. Come along with us here on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about services for people who feel like they've lost hope. And as we begin, if you or someone you know is in crisis, help is available. Call 800-273-8255 for free confidential help. That number is 800-273-8255. You can also text HOPELINE to 741-741 for immediate help. People are ready to support you. Barb Bogalke is executive director for the Center for Suicide Awareness, headquartered in Kaukauna. It's a nonprofit dedicated to preventing suicide by supporting those in need. It runs the Hope Line, a free text-in emotional support service. Barb, thank you for joining us on the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
How many more calls and texts has the Center for Suicide Awareness received so far this year compared to past years around the same time?
We certainly have been watching those statistics carefully. We're pretty much tripled to what we were a year ago at this time.
Tripled?
Mm-hmm.
How are those calls different than what you've been hearing in the past, or are they the same?
No, we've definitely seen a shift in since, what have we been in, quarantine since March 17th. Mm-hmm. We definitely have seen a different tone. We've seen a lot more anxiety, a lot more fear, uncertainty. Depression is going up. We're seeing a lot more unknown fearfulness. And as well as we're starting to see suicide climb, which always is a concern for us. Financial, economic, those are some of the issues that are also coming out as well.
And as we're dealing with this, how do you help someone really address those and wrangle those feelings of hopelessness, of loneliness, of fear? Where do you start?
Well, you start that you validate them. I think right now we're all experiencing loss. But each one of our experiences is different. Some of us are experiencing the loss of a job. Some of us are experiencing a loss of just that camaraderie. You know, we're so connected right now. I know people call it social distancing. We call it physical distancing because we're a social being. We want to be around people. We want to connect. We want to be supported. So first of all, we acknowledge what you're feeling as real, and we talk about that, and we sort of explore it. And also, what are you doing to cope with it? We always believe whatever you're dealing with, let's look at what we can do to cope and how we can work through it, that no problem doesn't have a resolution.
We're talking with Barb Bogalke, who is walking us through how helplines are handling crisis, especially in the era of COVID-19, and we want to hear from you. Are you starting to experience anxiety or depression for the first time? How are you coping right now, and what do you want to know about how to manage those symptoms? Has it just been because of what you're seeing in the news and the numbers, or is it about the fact that you don't get to see people much anymore? What is life like for you at home? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. You can also email us your question or your experience. Use the address ideas@WPR.org. And you can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. All of those ways are options for you to weigh in and help us understand what your experience is like as we talk about people being under stress from health conditions or our finances, and sometimes just trying to figure out what our options might even be and who we can talk to about this, because we do know that people are there to support one another, but sometimes it can feel like it's hard to access. So we're talking with someone who runs a helpline that is a text-in emotional support service. And there are also numbers you can call if you pick up the phone. You can talk to someone on the other end of the line right away. Let me provide you those numbers. You can call 800 800- 273-8255 for free confidential help. And that will connect you with somebody who's willing to help you. And if you're able to join our conversation and talk about what you've seen or whether you've called a helpline before, you can give us a call at 800-642-1234. How are you figuring out how to talk about these issues more openly? Or are you afraid to start the conversation? What do you want to know so that when you dial the number or send that text, you can be prepared to talk about it and feel like you've got all of your information so you don't have to be concerned about it? Maybe you know someone who has experienced this and has used helpline services. How did that make a difference in their experience? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. We're talking with Barb Bogalke, who's walking us through how helplines are managing crisis. And Barb, how often are you hearing from people who are experiencing symptoms of something like anxiety and depression for the first time, as opposed to something that they've been battling for a while now?
I think you're seeing more people experiencing that anxiety than our norm. And of course, it is a time of uncertainty, which rises the anxiety amongst everyone. We usually have about 20% of the texters will text in about anxiety. They might have had a long time with anxiety, but we're seeing much more people starting to say, you know what, this unknown, this when is this going to end and what is the next steps, raising those questions. And when we have that, we start to worry, we start to think negatively, and of course that rises anxiety.
Yeah, and how do you tailor the advice that you give people to the person who's on the other end of the line? Because certainly in any of these cases, no one size fits all.
Perfect way to say that. None of us are cookie cutters. We are all very unique, and so one person's anxiety is not the same as another person's. And so really getting to that person of how is it affecting them personally? You know, you can't just say that one size fits all. And so we start the conversation of what is happening today? What's going on? And what's bringing that, you know, maybe depression, that overthinking, that worrying, that anxiety coming up? And then really working on what you can do to control things. We as human beings like to control a lot of things, but some of the things we just simply can't. You know, we can't control statistics and the negativity of news, but yet we certainly can turn things off. We can have control over our thoughts and our actions and what we do to help ourselves, and that's self-care piece.
Does your center in particular with the texting offer support in languages other than English, or is it primarily focused on people who speak English?
No, we know that language can be a barrier. So we do have quite a few bilingual people on the line. And so you can simply ask for that.
Okay, so there are options there for sure. We are talking with Barb Bogalke this morning, who leads the nonprofit that runs the Hope Line. That's a free text-in emotional support service. And we're taking your calls this morning. Have you called a crisis hotline before or texted one in? What is some helpful advice that you received? And what would you recommend to other people who might be, you know, on that line considering reaching out to someone? Maybe you've seen people post about their struggles with mental illness on social media. Has it started a useful discussion? Or maybe you want to know what to do about it. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@WPR. This hour, we are talking about helplines, hope lines, to make sure that people get the help that they need, especially as we're not around one another, not seeing one another as much right now in this time of COVID-19 spreading. Give us a call, 800-642-1234, because this is a discussion for you. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Thanks for being with us on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is The Morning Show. Every day, Wisconsin updates numbers on COVID-19 cases. We learn how many confirmed cases we have, how many people have to be in the hospital for treatment, and how many more people have died from this disease. And while those numbers are crucial for us to understand what's happening in this pandemic, they can also be disheartening and overwhelming. We may need to turn to someone we don't even know for support. And that's why we're talking about it this hour. We're talking about helplines, those sources of hope. And this is about you. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Help us understand what life is like for you at home, how that's had an effect on how you're feeling, what kind of toll this quarantine has had on your emotions, and whether you've called a helpline or considered it in the past. 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Our guest is Barb Bogalke. She leads a free texting service for emotional support. And Barb, Ellen from Cedarburg called, couldn't stay with us. Ellen shared that they have a background in anxiety. They're doing well now, but Ellen wants to know what they could do to help other people.
That's a great question. For one, I think we all have to start helping each other. If anything, I think with COVID, we've decided that we need our neighbors. We need our friends and family even more. So what we can do in anxiety is, for one, we need our rest. Our mind needs to rest, and that means taking a nap, getting longer sleep periods where our mind can relax. Talking to ourselves gently. We are the worst self-critics. So say good things about yourself. Even though we, you know, can't do some of our normal activities, taking a walk outside, even getting that fresh air, even now with our cold air, practicing just looking at what we call hunting the good stuff. There's always positivity in some part of your day, so hunt for that. Find those positive things. Connect with positive people, people that lift you up, empower you. Anxiety is real, so don't let people judge you. Don't people think that you're less than. You know, hang on to those people that are those golden gems that are going to walk you through this. I believe in journaling. You know, journal those thoughts, journal those things. Then you go back and you go, you know what? I got through a really bad day, and how did I do it? Hmm. Whatever works for you, you do you. One size doesn't fit all.
Rob from Plymouth, Minnesota also called 800-642-1234. Rob shared they're feeling anxious about not being able to see someone because of social distancing. What would you tell Rob?
Oh, that is very real. You know, we're all missing those people. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and a lot of us were separated. Birthdays, I think of our class of 2020, graduations, proms, missed plays. All of those are really hard. And so find those connections. Even if you can't physically be with somebody, find those connections. One thing that's great is we have technology, you know, FaceTime, Zoom, Skype. Yes, it's not the same as touching somebody and actually physically seeing somebody right in front of you. But across the screen, your eyes can light up. Your smile can say 1,000 words.
Barb, I will say that when I hop on those video calls, I feel great during it and afterwards. It has given me more energy. But sometimes it's hard to just like press the button or even schedule the time with somebody. It just feels like such a big step to take to make that connection. So, I guess what I'm asking is that a thing? And how do we make sure that even though it feels like a bit of a burden, that we find a way to make those connections?
Absolutely. And I hear what you're saying. It's like it's become like, oh my gosh, I have to schedule a Zoom call. And, you know, I think we all are looking great from our waist up, right, on Zoom calls, you know. But you know what? Give yourself grace. You know, making the initiative to just get up, start your day. Those are big, big accomplishments, in especially what we're going through. So scheduling that call, yeah, don't worry so much about how you look or what your background looks or if the dogs are barking or whatever, but that you're actually making that connection today. We need that human connection.
We are talking with Barb Bogalke, who leads the nonprofit that runs the Hope Line, which is a free text-in emotional support service. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. We're talking about anxiety and depression, or, you know, challenges managing the symptoms or the emotions that you have right now, because these are difficult times. We're watching COVID-19 spread. We also are spending more time with a limited number of people, sometimes by ourselves, and that can weigh on a person. So let's talk about it at 800-642-1234. And Barbara, I want to talk more about this concept of isolation, because it's harder to find support when you don't just run into people, when people don't ask you how your day is going. And I wonder what concerns you about the fact that so many people are spending so much more time alone, where they're not able to have those conversations with somebody who can offer them some encouraging words.
You're right. You know, when someone is in isolation, especially when they have those kind of negative self-talks, and someone isn't challenging them and saying, oh, come on, no, you can get through this. What do they hear? They hear their own voice saying they're not good enough. What's going to happen? Am I going to lose my job? And that becomes what we call that slippery slope of, okay, things are really hopeless. So that's why I really encourage people to, you know, really keep a journal of your own mental health. If anything, I hope COVID brings out is that mental health is important. We certainly are talking about our physical symptoms in COVID, but we really also need to concentrate on our mental health symptoms. And so when we're feeling those isolation moments, that's exactly when we have to hop on a phone call with a friend. We have to, you know, engage ourselves even into some of the wonderful virtual things that are going on. Get involved with, you know, a chat online, take a class or a webinar that you never thought that you would, you know, have the ability to. Video games. One of the things that we do at the center is we work with video games that are actually designed for your mental health. So the center, three nights a week, has virtual video games where you have a sense of belonging. We have video games that are actually geared for anxiety, depression, grief, loss, OCD, and get to know those. There's a game called Feather that I think everybody right now should be playing. It's calming, and it just gets that neurological system to calm down amongst all of this pandemic.
You mentioned the importance of paying attention to mental health. Are you and other mental health providers worried about patients staying in isolation? Are you concerned about suicide rates?
We are. We are. You know, I think we all have to take a big, long, hard look at, okay, we've been in quarantine since March, but we don't really see what post-COVID looks like. Boy, we hear the rumors of we're going to have a second wave, and no one knows how we're going to be opening the state. And all of those unknowns really can cause that hopelessness. Our biggest message is anything is solvable. And that's why we want to reach out. That's exactly why we designed the Hope Line when we created it back in 2014, is whatever you're thinking is unsolvable, come and talk to us. We do care. We have a big belief you don't have to struggle alone.
When someone calls or texts and you talk to them and they say, I have COVID-19 or I know someone with COVID-19 and they're scared, how do you respond to them?
For one, if they are talking about that they have actual COVID, you know, who's their resources? Where are they doing? Are they doing what, you know, the CDC is saying? If they're in quarantine, well, how do we work through them? One of the things about the Hope Line is that you can use it every day. You can use it as long as you want. It's a free service. It's that support. It's that lifeline saying, you know, okay, whatever you're feeling, let's walk through it. Walk me through what you're feeling. Walk me through those symptoms, those fears, those unknowns. I love when people text us in because they're concerned about a friend. That is the definition of a true friend. Someone that cares enough to say, my friend is talking and they seem like they're really down and depressed. What can I say as another human to another human? Hey, we're going to get through this. We always have this tendency to feel like we're alone, especially now in COVID, but we're not. We're not. People do care. There's goodness. There's kindness. I'm always a big believer there's more good people than there are bad. And so when we walk through those text lines, that's what we talk about. What's good today? Who's your support? You have purpose. You know, there's a reason every single one of us are on this earth. And let's find it, and let's find it together.
Barb Bugalke stays with us as we cover what's happening right now with phone and text services designed to help people cope. If you or someone you know is in crisis, help is available. Call 800-273-8255 for confidential help for free. You can also text HOPELINE to 741-741 for immediate help. People are ready to support you. We're also taking your calls at 800-642-1234. You can also send us an email at ideas@WPR.org. We want to know how you're handling this, what you think would be helpful to better cope with the situation. News is next, and then we continue our conversation on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. Crisis hotlines are seeing an uptick in calls and texts as the coronavirus pandemic persists and changes. And we're taking your calls. What is it like in your world? Maybe you've lost work in the last couple of months, or you have spent a lot of time by yourself. How is that changing your perspective on the world? And where do you go for help? 800-642-1234. There's a line for you at that number, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Barb Bugalke is our guest here on the Ideas Network. She runs the Center for Suicide Awareness in Kaukauna. And we've got Nancy from Grafton, who has one way to share how she feels a little bit better in this time of uncertainty. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Our Catholic church over here in town in Cedarburg is open from 7 in the morning till 7 at the night. And anybody can walk in. You just walk in. And, you know, sometimes nobody's there at all when I get there. And I like to sing. So I'll take the hymnal, or I'll bring one from home, and I will have a concert, and I will be the soloist. And if somebody comes in, then I shut up. But God doesn't care. He said, it's all right, Nancy, you can sing. And, you know, it's and then the other day, a young girl who's going to get married in July, she came in, a pretty young girl, and she came up close to where I was, and I said hello to her, and I said, yeah, I like to sing. She said, oh, I like to sing, too. So then we had a duet, about a half an hour duet, and she'd pick out a hymn, and I would pick out a her. No, I got a hymn, another hymn, him and a her. Yeah. But anyway, we would sing. And, you know, it was so uplifting, and it was so calm, and it was just a nice time to spend with the good Lord. And I just think that was a nice way to handle things.
Nancy,
and I can go back.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that with us. So Nancy's finding a way, although still socially or physically distant from someone, to make connections with other people and also to just feel good herself, Barb.
Absolutely. I loved that what Nancy said. I don't sing personally, so I give her kudos. And absolutely, sing, dance, find your sense of humor amongst this. I love that she said, you know, it doesn't matter who's listening or who's not. Find your purpose, spirituality, find your spiritual resilience as well. So that's great that she did that. I think that's, you know, find your uniqueness. If singing is your gift, then sing it as loud as you can. Dance as crazy as you want. And laugh. Laughter is going to get us through this as well.
We received an email from one of our listeners this morning, and they asked, Barb, what would you suggest if the anxiety is severe enough that you know professional help is needed?
Then seek it. I think we often at my times have this sense, and it's the stigma of getting help is a sign of weakness. It is not. Asking for help is strength. And go for that. Go for professional help. A therapist, a doctor, a professional, a spiritual leader. Seek help if you need it. Don't ever be afraid that that's not a sign of strength. We really have to break that stigma around mental health. So definitely, if you're noticing that you're changing and that you're becoming either more anxious or more depressed or whatever symptoms, that's why those journals for mental health are so important, definitely seek help. And if you notice in someone else, approach it with a we approach. How can we find help? How can we go and get assistance?
You know, one of the COVID-19 stories that we're covering at WPR and elsewhere is unemployment. I mean, every week in Wisconsin, more than 300,000 people are looking for assistance because they've lost jobs. And then, as if that's not enough to worry about, we've got state leaders saying that the unemployment insurance trust fund could run out of money by October. I mean, it just keeps piling up. How does unemployment factor into the calls that you're taking now?
Absolutely. We have this sense of our jobs are our identity, right? When people meet people, it's like, hi, what's your name? And the second thing is, what do you do for a living? Well, now what if it's what's your name and I'm unemployed? How does that affect my identity? And you're right. I mean, we continually hear negative, and more negative facts and statistics. I think, for one, we're all going to have to start to think about what employment's going to look like, and we're going to all have to start helping each other. There's so many unknowns, so like when we hear those facts about what if unemployment runs out and so forth, well, maybe sometimes just turning the news off can be actually your coping skill. If we don't know it, then we can't really control it, can it? So I'm always a big believer of, we have the ability to turn the channel off, turning off the news. Is it going to solve the problem? No, but it can give my mind at least some peace and relaxation so that I'm not overwhelmed. You know, we're humans. We can only take in so much.
Barbara Galky runs the Center for Suicide Awareness in Kaukauna. That runs the Hope Line, which is a texting service for emotional support. And you can give us a call and join this conversation about crisis hotlines by dialing 800-642-1234. We are wondering how you're holding up, what you want to talk about. If you're worried about someone you know, we can offer some ideas on steps to take to make sure that you and your family, your friends are healthy. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. And Barb, you have people taking calls. They're responding to people. What kind of an effect are you seeing the increase in calls and the kind of calls you're getting having on volunteers?
Good question. We have to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others. So we're definitely practicing the same skill sets that we also are telling people to do. Self-care is not just going and getting your nails and thinking everything is good. Self-care is really talking to yourself, taking time for yourself to literally rest, putting your neurological system to say, you know what, whatever I've taken in, I don't need to absorb and I need to get out. So it's going off of the line for periods of time. Decompensation, meaning, you know, hey, I just had a really intense call, so I need to really tell somebody about it and walk through it until I can feel like I'm at peace. Having those skill sets of just sort of saying, I need to unload what I just received in. And I can't say enough, sleep and rest are really important.
And so you're trying to make sure that your volunteers have that space?
Yes, yes. And they need it. You know, they're taking in a lot of what we're talking about today, the negativity, the fear, the anxiety. So how do I make sure that they're not taking that all on? They're only going to be as good as what they show up as. And we want them to be exactly at the space available for somebody to call and text in to say, how can I help? And we're here for you.
We have Kay in Milwaukee who is ready to join our conversation. Welcome, Kay.
Good morning. I just wanted to share an experience which I hope might encourage others to seek help. When I was a sophomore in college, I had an acute psychotic break, which I learned much later was actually a manic mild bipolar condition. But at that time, there weren't very many medications or understanding of psychoses, and I ended up spending 9 months both here in the hospital in Milwaukee and then at Mendota. However, once I left the hospital, I was off medications, and I finished college and married and raised 4 sons. And when the youngest was in high school, I decided to teach. I had still kept my teaching license, and I did all right as long as I was substitute teaching. But once, because the expectations are so low of a substitute teacher, I could take my guitar or my poems and or else do what the teacher had asked me to do and get by easily. However, once I had a long-term teaching assignment at a school that was considered challenging, the stress and the anxiety became overwhelming, especially over the weekend. It would build up, and then on Monday morning, I would be terrified until I got in the classroom, and then I would begin to thaw again. And by the end of the week, I would be high as a kite and volunteering to take on the student council, and the whole cycle would begin all over again over the weekend. I didn't recognize, of course, that this was typical bipolar behavior. But 1 week, the ice hadn't thawed by Tuesday after school. So there was a sign on the teacher's workroom to call a counselor. And I made that call. And I wish I knew who that woman was who spoke to me for over an hour that day. But she listened to all my history. And she said, you know, I think perhaps lithium might be helpful to you. Here's the name of a psychiatrist. Why don't you go see him? Now, I do wish that psychiatrist had done a little talk therapy, too, which I could have used. But the lithium got rid of the worst of the highs and the lows, and it got me through my first year, 3 years of teaching, until I gained some confidence. And then I weaned myself off of it, and I haven't gone back on medication since. So I just want to say that take advantage of those counselor phone numbers, because they just might save your life.
Okay, thank you so much for helping us understand your story and really demonstrating the long-term effects of one phone call. So I'm so glad you're doing well, and also we're also thankful for that counselor who talked to you that day. Barb Bogalke is our guest as we are working through a conversation about helplines, especially in this time of extra stress and frustration amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Barb runs the nonprofit that also runs the Hope Line, which is a free text-in emotional support service. And we are taking your stories like Kay's and also your questions about what to do next and where to go. You can call us at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. I'm Keely Boltina. This is the Ideas Network, and you're listening to The Morning Show. We are talking about services that help people in crisis through the phone or text messages, and how the work to support people is different because of COVID-19. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina, and we're having this conversation with you. There's still time for your questions at 800-642-1234. What is life like for you right now? What's some helpful advice you've received? Or maybe you're concerned about someone you know. Give us a call. Let's talk about it at 800-642-1234. Barb Bogalke is executive director of the Center for Suicide Awareness, headquartered in Kaukauna. And we are running the gamut when we're talking about what is up against us right now and how we make sure to get the help and the respite that we need. And Barb, and some analysis from the National Public Health Group Well-Being Trust projects that up to 75,000 Americans could die because of drug and alcohol misuse and suicide as a result of this pandemic. How often are we seeing people try to handle this by turning to drugs and alcohol.
Right. We call that self-medication. You know, we live in Wisconsin. It's very socially acceptable to have alcohol. So I think what we really concentrate on is what other coping mechanisms can we turn to other than alcohol and certainly drugs. And that's where we really talk about what is our toolkit, what keeps us resilient. And when we were talking about, you know, keeping those journals, staying active, finding humor, one of your callers talked about singing and music, and all of those are the coping skills that we try to build up and say, let's turn to those at our stressful times instead of the negative ones of negative self-talk or alcohol and drugs. That's self-medication, especially when we are isolated, becomes even more and more a factor that we could have not only a death, but a suicide as well.
And are you taking calls from, no, I'm sorry, if you have more to add, I certainly wanted to let you.
That's what I was going to say. We're seeing an increase in people using medication as their go-to method. And so when we see that, that's when we really say, okay, what could we do to replace instead of grabbing that drink? What is it that we can put in place of those medications? And we're not talking medications like your caller had a great comment about, you know, that she uses medication to handle her bipolar. You know, we're talking overuses of not only over-the-counter drugs, but, of course, illegal drugs. So we really try to fill in what is it that we can use other than those methods.
Thank you for expanding upon that, Barb. We appreciate it. We have Sam from Madison who wants to join our conversation. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. What's on your mind?
So when I was 17, that was over 10 years ago now, my mom committed suicide. She was a paranoid schizophrenic. She knew that she had problems, but she didn't really want to get the help. I have an older sister now. We went through rehab and other things as we got older. I turned out to be a little bit more well-adjusted. But she has borderline personality disorder, and she has three kids. And I don't think she's handling the stress super well, and she's kind of grasping at straws and taking in a lot of, like, media and conspiracy theories. And I'm not sure if I said that she had been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, but I'm trying to find a way to kind of gently nudge her in the direction of maybe like a crisis helpline or calling somebody. And I just wanted to know your opinion.
Thanks so much for that, Sam. Barb, what advice can you give Sam, who's worried about his sister and her family?
First, Sam, I have to say, I'm so sorry about your mom. We've lost way too many people to suicide. Two, you're an awesome brother that you care enough about your system. Borderline personality disorder is a hard disorder. For one, there is no medication. What we can do to regulate their moods and up and down is one thing. Definitely, if you're seeing her uptaking all of the negativity that you're seeing in the media, you can, like you just said, gently nudge her and say, hey, you know, blame it on like us counselors and these type of shows and say, I was listening to a radio program and they were talking about. And so you can sort of set it up that it's not coming from you, but other resources. Hopeline, we see a lot of people on Hopeline that have borderline personality because of those moods and up and down and always sort of going to the negative side. Let us handle those ups and downs. Definitely, there's a lot of support groups out there that are now virtual for borderline personalities so that they can sort of decipher what is truth, like you talked about the conspiracy theory, which is very common, and what is reality. A lot of times we need to get those people back into reality of feeling your feet on the ground. That's reality. Listening to all of the drama and the conspiracy and, you know, the endless things of negativity, that's not necessarily going to help your mental health. So having those conversations, Sam, are so important, especially if you're seeing signs that are new in your sister. That's when we want you to get help. And like I said, she can text the Hope Line anytime, 24/7, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. And we can take some of that heavy lifting off of you.
And Barbara Gaulke, Sam didn't ask this, but what about Sam? What if you are frustrated or concerned or worried and that's weighing on you even when it's kind of secondary because you're watching other people struggle? What could Sam do to make sure that Sam stays, healthy in that mindset?
Absolutely. Secondary grief, secondary worry is real. Sam, I would suggest you talking to us as well, or just saying, hey, I'm worried about my sister. Having your mom die by suicide and having that mental health genetic factor, what can you do to keep yourself at a good place? And so it's not just your sister, it's you as well. And again, you're doing a great job because you're caring about her. So let the professional sort of handle that so you're not taking this all on and worrying alone.
Barb, then what if someone calls the center just wanting to talk? I mean, it's the Center for Suicide Awareness, but if someone is not considering harming themselves, but they're mm-hmm. lonely and they need conversation and connection, is that something we can do?
Absolutely. The Hope Line a lot of times is just sort of saying, hey, today is just a rough day and I need to know that another human being cares. That's exactly what the Hope Line was. It's not a suicidal hotline. Definitely, can we handle somebody that is suicidal? Yes, we have intervened in over 130 suicide attempts and captured all of them. So that's good. But that just that everyday, hey, I'm just not feeling good. It's a bad day. I'm struggling. That's exactly what that Hope Line is for.
And I want to ask, Barb, have you found yourself leaning on some of your own advice to help cope with the stress during the pandemic? Because we're all experiencing something.
Oh, absolutely. We're human, and I'm included. I love to journal. I love to write down different things. I'm a walker. I love to get out and just walk. We each have to take care of ourselves. If somebody says that we're immune to it, we're not. Therapists, go see therapists. We all have to do our own work to make sure that we are mentally staying at the best we can possibly be.
Barb, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really meaningful.
Thank you.
Barb Bogalke is Executive Director of the Center for Suicide Awareness, which is headquartered in Kakana. It's a nonprofit dedicated to preventing suicide by supporting those in need and beyond. It runs the Hope Line, which is a free text-in service for emotional support. So you can text Hope Line, the word Hope Line, to 741-741 for immediate help. People are ready to support you. And if you or someone you know is in crisis, help is available over the phone, too, at 800-273-8255. It's free. It's confidential. That number is 800-273-8255. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Morning Show and having these really challenging and important conversations. I'm Keely Boltina, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.